Hey guys, and welcome back to the third episode of the Cullip Hour podcast. And today we're back for the Oasis album review series, or as I like to call it, season one of the Cullip Hour podcast. And today we're talking about yet again another controversial Oasis album. It is Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. It was released on the 28th of February in the year 2000, so it's 20 years old. So happy belated birthday to Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. It was their first album released on the new record label Big Brother, and it is the 16th fastest selling album in the UK, with selling 310,000 copies in its first week, which is quite staggering considering the reception of this album, which I will go into. It's certainly a very different album from, was it Noel, Liam and Alan White? It's only three members in this band, because the other two, which I'll mention later, have not joined yet. So yeah, with a lot of criticism for this album, as I've said, because it's a lot changed. It's very psychedelic, this album. You usually associate Oasis with being loud and, you know, crashing guitars and drums, but this is very psychedelic, and one of the songs on this album is very different to your usual Oasis song. And if you're a casual Oasis fan, listen to all that stuff, you'll be very surprised by this record. So there was three singles released on the album. It was Go Let It Out, Who Feels Love, and Sunday Morning Call. But there was the bonus, which was, no, it was like a commercial single, but it was Where Did It All Go Wrong in America, but that didn't do too well. Then so there was six B-sides. So going from the three singles that were was it released, there were six B-sides, and there's definitely a B-side I absolutely love on was this, which should have been on the album. So going into the backstory of this album, we saw the departure of Alan McGee as he shut down Creation Records, which definitely maybe What's the Story in Morning Glory and Be Here Now were on and signed to. This was in 1999, and we saw the departure of the rhythm guitar player Bonehead and the bass player Gwigsy. So for this album we only had Liam Gallagher, Noel Gallagher and Alan White. So they're a free piece for now. And then we saw Owen Morris, the producer for the first three albums, was replaced by Mark Stent. So yeah, and a funny fact about this album, it was banned by Walmart for one of the songs, which I'll get into later, which I will talk about. So, and plus America are very sensitive, so sorry Americans if you are listening to this, it's just how we perceive you over here in Britain. Yeah, so yeah, there are 10 songs on this, oh, I've probably offended every American now, so yeah, oh my god, going into was it, so we have 10 songs on this album, and there's definitely some good ones, but there's definitely some songs on this album I do not like at all, and I'll definitely get into those. So without further ado, let's go into the track list. Now we go into the first song on this album. It is called Effin' in the Bushes. I'm going to keep it family friendly and not say the title, but this is an instrumental song and it's brilliant. It's a brilliant way to start off the album, but as I've seen in most reviews and other people, it's very misleading, this song. You think it's going to be another, you know, Oasis loud album, but not this psychedelic and stuff, which we'll be getting to the next song. But yeah, I do like this instrumental. It's definitely up there with the Oasis instrumentals of before and was it coming up, but it's not my favourite instrumental. My favourite instrumental is obviously the Swamp song, which was on What's the Story in Morning Glory, and the full one was on The Master Plan, which was I might review as a bonus episode if you guys are lucky. And remember, guys, to follow my Instagram account, which is Jacob_Cullip_, and my Twitter account, JCullip02. So I'll leave those in the description, and they'll probably pop up somewhere in the video. So was it go and follow those. But yeah, this instrumental, it's not my favourite. I definitely prefer the Swamp song. I definitely prefer the Swamp song. But Effin' in the Bushes, not, it's a brilliant way to start off the album, a brilliant opener. If you want to get excited, as I've said, it's misleading, this instrumental. But if you want to get excited, it's only 3 minutes and 18 long. But yeah, what a brilliant way to start off the album, and that is Effin' in the Bushes. Then we go into the second song on this album, and it was the first single released. It is Go Let It Out, and what a song to be released. And when it got released before the album came out, it got to number one, and it deserves it. It's an absolutely amazing song. If you guys haven't listened to this, it's such an Oasis classic. I hardly see any criticism for Go Let It Out. It's very Oasis. It's a very good wizard metaphor to describe. It is very Oasis. But then, as throughout this album, we have the new sound to Oasis. It's very psychedelic. It's very different. And Noel said this is the closest they ever got to the Beatles. I debate that, but it's not a bad song. It's fantastic. I love it. Definitely, I think it's definitely my favourite song on the album. Is it? I have to see, because as I go along. But I do love this song. It's fantastic, deserving of its number one place. And I love the lyrics of this. It's like, go let it out, go let it in, go let it out. It's very good. Life is precocious in the most peculiar way. Sister Psychosis, don't got a lot to say. Very good lyrics, I have to say, from Noel. Obviously, he criticises himself a lot during these times, especially on this album. He obviously wished he'd never made it, and he doesn't like Be Here Now as well. Obviously, he was going through a lot, and he wasn't enjoying songwriting during this time. But if you've most people's famous song now of an artist will probably be Go Let It Out. So it just shows, even through his so-called worst times, Noel can still find a gem and a brilliant number one single. So yep, Go Let It Out, definitely in the top five, and probably when I rank these. So that is Go Let It Out, and we move on to the next song, track three. Now we move on to the second single released, and it was Who Feels Love. A lot of people love this song, and I absolutely love it as well. I remember the first time hearing it doing for this album review, I loved it instantaneously. It's absolutely amazing, and this is different to your usual Oasis song. When you talk about psychedelic and the new Oasis sound, this song puts it to a T. It's fantastic. Lots of Indian sounds, and then you got the sitar, which is very good instrument, I have to say. And if you think about it, three people credited. So I know Noel wrote it, but you got Alan White on the drums, you got Noel, and then you got Liam singing the vocals. Oh yeah, I forgot to say, Liam sang Go Let It Out as well, so I have to mention who sings the songs, because they split it between Noel and Liam. But yeah, Who Feels Love is fantastic. Fantastic performance from Liam on this song, and with Noel in the background with his harmonies. I love it. I haven't heard anyone hate this song, if I'm honest. The music video, people probably find it boring. Probably your usual casual Oasis fan find this song very boring. But I just love them walking through they actually walked through Death Valley. I think they actually did. And it's amazing. And then when they performed this live at Wembley, which I'll get onto later, they had the music video on the big screen, and I absolutely loved it, because then they did like a far distance shot, and then they literally had them walking on the screen. It was amazing. I absolutely love this song. I love the music video. I love everything about this song. And it got to number four in the charts. Maybe a bit of bias from me, but I wish this got to number one. I absolutely love this. And I was thinking about the other day, I remember a few years ago, and I was discussing it with my parents, and then I discussed it with my friend when we were watching something. Like, think about it, this song is older than me, and it's older than most people. With obviously young people, obviously people remember it being released, but it's quite staggering that something's older than me. I feel a bit scared now. But Who Feels Love, overall, great song, great music video, definitely deserves to be in this album, and you guys should definitely listen to this, and perhaps it might be my favourite song on the album with Go Let It Out. Now this is where we start to get controversial, and these are the songs I don't like. So the fourth song on this album is Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. It's a rocker, so it goes back to Oasis rock, but it's mixed with psychedelic and the new sounds. I just don't like this song at all. It doesn't work for me. It's 4 minutes and 20, was it 7? Obviously, Who Feels Love was nearly 6 minutes, but you never got bored during that song. But Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, all the sounds, I just don't like it. It's boring. It's bland. I can see where Noel doesn't like some of the lyrics. He says the lyrics during this album were not great. But I don't like it absolutely at all. I don't like anything about it. I like the start and like the sounds and all that. I like it when it goes dun 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 dun. I like that. Seems my terrible singing on representation of the sounds, but I do like it. Was it leading into it? But the lyrics are just bland. They're boring. It's like put your money where your mouth is. Don't like this at all. Obviously, it's an Oasis rocker. I love the Oasis rockers, but there are so many better ones than this. And yeah, this is when was it most people start to turn off or just skip, to be honest. I just don't like it. But if you probably like this song, was actually I'll leave this to myself in the editing. Was it face? Was it Jacob? Take it away. Let me think. You probably like Little James. Oh yeah, I forgot what the next song is. Oh god, and here it comes. Oh no. I love you, Liam. And this was Liam Gallagher's first song he wrote, but there's so many ones that are coming up in the next albums that are so much better. The next song on this album is Little James. Oh my god, I don't like this song at all. There's like one lyric I like, which is like, it's boring and bland, but for most people will probably say for Liam's first song, it's not bad. It's not bad, but I just don't like it. I love you, Liam, but oh my god, I don't like this song at all. It's like, oh, well, I can't remember the lyrics to this song. That's how I can't remember it. It's like for you and your mum, I think it is. Like, oh, this is a song for you and your mum. That's all right. That's not bad. It's very emotional. But I have to say, the best thing about this is, was it Liam's emotional about the song? Was it? It's a song he wrote. So obviously he would feel about it. It was about his girlfriend to become wife. It wasn't. That was Songbird. Oh, see, I'm getting confused about how bad this song is. I just don't like it. As I've talked about controversial and divisive, this song is very divisive. And I've seen a lot of people actually love this song, and I just don't. I agree, it's not bad for Liam's first song, but to be on this album, when you consider the B-sides on Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, it could have been better. Oh, I just don't like this song at all. It's like Little James. Don't like it. Let's just get away from this song. So Little James, not great, and we move on. Ugh. The next song we have is Gas Panic, and this is an absolutely staggering song. It's mixed with the new sounds, of course, for the album, but this is a very good Oasis rocker, absolutely amazing. It's about Noel just coming off rehab and drugs. And as I should have said when introducing the podcast, this is a very personal album, in lyrics, I'd say, because the lyric in this song is like, because my family don't seem so familiar and my enemies all know my name. You better get on your knees and pray. Panic is on the way. It's absolutely amazing. But obviously Noel doesn't like it. Noel critiques himself. He's so harsh on himself, Noel. But this song should have been released as a single. I mentioned my favourite word again. It's staggering. But Gas Panic, definitely fantastic song. The lyrics are so good. If there was a music video to this, I'd watch this all day long. They talk about Who Feels Love is a good music video. Imagine if this was released as a single and then had a music video. I'd absolutely love it. Love it. But yeah, it's fantastic. If you guys haven't listened to this song, go and listen to it now. Recommend it. And this is definitely going to be in the top five, if I change my mind, because my mind is ever changing as a young person, a 17-year-old, ever changing. What a surprise, but I do make myself laugh. But Gas Panic, definitely one of the best songs on the album, and if you guys haven't listened to this, as I've said, go listen to it now. Gas Panic, fantastic. The next song on the album is Where Did It All Go Wrong, and this was a commercial single in America. It didn't chart well, but when it has a music video as well, which is not bad, but it's not great. But I really, really, really love this song. I connect to the lyrics of this song, Where Did It All Go Wrong? Really good, and I hope you know that I won't let go. It sticks around with you until the day you die. I love it. I love the lyrics to that. It's like, you know that feeling you get? You feel you're older than time. You're not exactly sure that you've been away a while. Fantastic way to introduce the songs. And talk about atmosphere. When I was, even with Little James, but even that, and was Sunday Morning Call and like Roll It Over, was you feel the atmosphere of this album. Was for the front, was, I'll talk about the front cover later. But you feel like you're in the big city, was it, with these songs. You feel like you're walking around, was it, isolated. I know that seems really dark and depressing, but you feel like you're actually in these songs. Like, you can, it's like a movie. You feel connected to the character and the atmosphere you are in. And I definitely feel it with this song and some of the other songs on this album. So the atmosphere and mood and the production of this album are second to none. And they definitely improve better from Be Here Now, where it was just all over the place, production and sound. But the sound on this song I really do like. And when he performs this live, was it Noel? Oh, we forgot to say it's performed by Noel. Fantastic. Was it by Noel? What's it? I keep saying that. If you guys keep hearing, I say that all the time. It's like with Liam and Noel, they say, do you know what I mean, all the time. And my one is, what's it? But yeah, moving on from that totally irrelevant point. But Where Did It All Go Wrong? Absolutely love it. Love the music video to a degree. And it's a personal song, which I'll say it's a personal song to me, but I absolutely love this song the first time I heard it. And the atmosphere is fantastic. And yeah, if I had to, was it pick a song, was it for people, was it an emotional Oasis song, this is definitely going to be up there. And when this is performed live, as I said, and acoustically, was it, I absolutely love acoustic songs, so I absolutely love them. And this acoustically is fantastic. You could even say it's better than the actual version on the album, and you could have had the acoustic version instead of this. But I do like both. It's not too long as well. And yeah, Where Did It All Go Wrong? Definitely one of the best songs on the album. And a very good ballad from Noel. Now we go into not one of my favourite songs, and definitely not Noel's. He says this is one of the worst songs he ever wrote, and I might have to agree. But I do like it to a degree for its atmosphere. As I've said, it's Sunday Morning Call, and this was the third and final single, and it got to number four. It's like with Don't Go Away on Be Here Now. Some days I love it, some days I don't. Depends on the day. I was actually listening to this yesterday and I actually really like it. I love it acoustically, but I don't like the sounds on this version on the album. But as I've said, with Where Did It All Go Wrong, it's brilliant acoustically. And I have to say Sunday Morning Call is brilliant acoustically. But I do like some of the lyrics from this album. And Do You Feel What You're Not Supposed to Feel? Absolutely love that. Here's Another Sunday Morning Call. Hear a banging on your door. I've probably missed something out there. I'm doing it from my head. But I do love some of the lyrics. They're very personal and strong. It's a very emotional song, as with Where Did It All Go Wrong, sung by Noel again. So two Noel songs in a row. But it's not his worst song he's ever written. The Gun and the Dirty Shirt is his worst song he's ever wrote, in my opinion. But Sunday Morning Call, depends on certain days for me. But I think the next song on the album is, was it worse than this? But Sunday Morning Call, depends on the day. It's not too long either, 5 minutes and 12. Some people might get bored of it, but I do like some of the sounds and definitely the atmosphere. But I do prefer this song live and acoustic. And if you guys haven't listened to it, it's probably somewhere on YouTube and all over the place. But Sunday Morning Call, not bad, but not great. And we move on to the ninth song on this album and second to last. The second to last song on this album is I Can See a Liar, and it's not a long song, and it's an Oasis rocker, so some people will love this song, but I personally think this is worse than Sunday Morning Call. as I've said, has the same problem with the other rock song on this album, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. It's boring, it's bland. But I do really like Wizzit. I do like, as I've said, the beat, or the rhythm of this song, but the lyrics are just not there. It doesn't land well. Apparently, William begged Noel for this song to be on the album. When you consider, as I've said, some of the B-sides for Standing at the Shoulder of Giants, they could have easily replaced I Can See a Lion, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. But as I've said, I don't hate any Oasis song, but this is definitely not my favourite, and it's definitely with Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is on the songs I don't like on this album. But a lot of people, as I've seen, do like this song. As I've said, it's not bad. I don't hate it, but I don't love it. The exact same time, is it the chorus that I Can See a Liar Sitting by the Fire? Sounds like a campfire song I sing at Scouts. Sorry, Noel, but it kind of does. But, no, I don't like this song at all. Just even think about it and hearing it in your head. It's not great. I don't like it at all. I don't. And yeah, moving on to the last song on this album, and this song is Different Gravy. The last song on this album is definitely up there with one of my favourites again. It's Roll Over, and what a fantastic way to end the album. Talk about Be Here Now, it wasn't the most fantastic end to the album, but this absolutely kicks Be Here Now out of the door. Be Here Now's ending, which was it All Around the World, and It's Getting Better Man. Two songs I like, but Roll It Over just absolutely kicks them to the side and says, I'm staying here. I talk about What's Story More and Glory, and if you guys haven't seen it, I'm going to put all the episodes so far in the link in the description if you guys haven't seen it. But Roll It Over, was it fantastic? It's definitely up there with Champagne Supernova in terms of endings. And was it with Married With Children, which was on Definitely Maybe, and that was a fantastic end to the album as well. But Roll It Over, it's fantastic, it's psychedelic, it's rock, it's fantastic, both blended together, nearly 7 minutes long. And if you want a 7 minute song, always put it at the end of the album, I always say. And Roll It Over, I wish it was released as a single. It was fantastic. I think Noel actually liked this, because Andy Bell, who we'll talk about later, definitely loved this song in an interview. If you guys haven't seen the interviews of this era and all the performances of this era, which I'll talk about later, go and definitely watch them, because although it wasn't their prime from Definitely Maybe all the way to The Master Plan, they are definitely fantastic concerts and definitely fantastic interviews. And when they appear on TV appearances. So Roll It Over, fantastic. One of my favourite songs of this album. As I always say, if you guys haven't listened to this song, listen to it. It's Different Gravy. When you think about Sunday Morning Call, I Can See a Liar, Little James, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is, just move them away. Roll It Over to come steaming through. As you could say, a little pun. Roll Over. Roll It Over. Fantastic. And the lyrics on this song are fantastic. It's like obvious isolation. I love it. I absolutely love it. One of the lyrics I do love, it's like, look all around, all the plastic people live without care. It's fantastic. The first one was like, I could think 100 million reasons to build a barricade. We're talking about isolation. I do love this song a lot, and I love the lyrics. So I've said, Noel, you're so critical of yourself. Well, you could say with all the other songs, it's not great. But yeah, Noel, don't be critical. And we actually did like this song, I think, in an album. But obviously, you change your mind every 2 seconds, Noel. But fantastic way to end the album. Roll It Over. Brilliant song. People probably get confused with Roll With It. But as I've said again, brilliant way to end the album. And yeah, and now we go on to the B-sides of Standing on the Shoulder of Giants. Now we move on to the B-sides of Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, and the first one is absolutely fantastic, and how was this not on the album? I put my head in my hands. It's Let's All Make Believe. Absolutely staggering. And on, I think, a list on, like, the, was it top 500 lost songs, and this is in the list. And it's like with the Master Plan, or is it, how is that on, not on, with What's the Story in Morning Glory, how is Let's All Make Believe not on Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, and one of the most famous reviews of this album? If this was on the album, it would definitely be up a star, and I might have to definitely agree. The lyrics to this song are staggering, they're absolutely fantastic from Noel. I'll keep putting the argument, it goes both ways. We talk about getting songs out, even though he didn't want to during this time. Let's All Make Believe is absolutely brilliant. Was it from Noel? And this is one of Liam's best performances in the studio. Which you can feel the emotion he brings from this song. Let's All Make Believe is a fantastic saying. I hear it in everyday life. And then the chorus to this song is brilliant. It just builds and builds and builds. Pulls on the heartstrings as well, if you go that way. I'm not an emotional person when it comes to songs, if I'm honest. But Let's All Make Believe, definitely up there with some of the best Oasis songs of all time, and one of the most lost songs of all time to be on an album. And was it, even when you go into this song, it's eerie, the atmosphere is brilliant. I talk about the atmosphere in this album is staggering, in the production. And if it was on the album, it might be better in a list I'm going to make of my favourite Oasis albums, which I will definitely make for you guys later. And then we move on to As Long As They Got Cigarettes in Hell. It's alright. We'll talk about, these were the two B-sides for Go Let It Out, the first single. It's not bad, in any imagination, but I can see why it's not on the album. This song's better than I'm going to put it, Cigarettes in Hell. The chorus is not too bad. As Long As They Got Cigarettes in Hell. No, I don't feel the atmosphere as I do with the other songs on this album, but it's not bad. It's definitely a B-side. It's definitely a B-side song. Yeah, so I don't have much to say as I do with Let's All Make Believe, because that's a whole different gravy, and that should have been on the album. It just makes me tear my hair out how Let's All Make Believe was not on there. I keep saying to you guys, listen to these songs, man. It's fantastic. Then we go on to the B-sides of Who Feels Love. The first one is One Way Road. A bit boring and bland. I can see why it's a B-side. Don't like it at all. Some people like this song. I really don't. Not great in any of the imaginations. I don't feel connected to this song. The lyrics I just don't really like. Some people like this. Before I listened to this, but listening to this song, I don't like it in any stretch of the imagination. It's definitely a B-side song, but not bad. As I keep saying, I don't hate any Oasis song. Then we move on to a Beatles cover. It's Helter Skelter. Fantastic. Love it. Noel. Oh yeah, forgot to say, Liam only sings on these B-sides, as Noel sings the rest. And brilliant vocal performance from Noel singing the Lennon and McCartney song. And yeah, perhaps it's not up there, with the original sung by, the Beatles? But I do like Helter Skelter as a song. Obviously, I like both. I like the Beatles as well, very much as Oasis. But yeah, it was fantastic. I like the atmosphere of this song as well, as I keep saying. I love atmosphere and the background of songs. Just sucker for it. Helter Skelter. Good B-side. Obviously, it was never going to make on the album. It's a Beatles song. But a good B-side, definitely to listen to. And it's up there. Then we go on to Sunday Morning Call B-sides. Carry Us All. Don't like it at all. I really don't. I don't really like the B-sides on Sunday Morning Call. Just had to breathe there. Yeah, Carry Us All is very boring. And so it's Full On. But I do, that's a rock song, Full On. I love the guitar solo. That's the only thing positive I can find about Full On. Yeah, so I don't have much to say about Carry Us All and Full On from Sunday Morning Call. Yeah, so that was the B-sides to Sunday Morning Call. Yeah, that was the ones to Sunday Morning Call. But to Standing on the Shoulder of Giants as a whole. As a whole, there's about two good Wizard B-sides. I have to say they're both on the Go Let It Out single. Helter Skelter's obviously a cover, but that's a good B-side. And the others are not very good. When you consider Definitely Maybe, What's the Story in Morning Glory, and Be Here Now B-sides, this is way, way off the track. Yeah, they're not even on the album track. Funny pun. But yeah, moving on, I'm now going to rank the albums from 10 to 1. So more information on this album I've talked about. We had the departure of Bonehead and Wizzy Grigsy. And then after the album was released in 2000, well, this was Wizzy during... We had Gem Archer joining, replacing Bonehead. He brought a lot, as I'm going to talk about in the next few albums. And then we had Andy Bell to play on bass, then Gem played rhythm guitar. It was both of them... I'm not going to talk about them now, but both of them are brilliant Wizard players. And Andy Bell actually had to learn Wizard bass before they went out on tour. And then they had to learn all the other... He had to learn all the other songs as well, because in his previous band, he never played bass. So he had to learn pretty quick on the job. But both are absolutely brilliant replacements for Bonehead and Grigsy. And you couldn't wish for anyone better. And yeah... This album was overall. This album was it brilliant? And I think I've mentioned this before, but Walmart banned the album because of the song "Effing in the Bushes." As I've said, America is very sensitive about that. I didn't reveal the song was that got the album banned. I just remembered previously, but I have now. So "Effing in the Bushes" is the reason why Walmart will not sell. Was it standing on the shoulder of giants? And then I'm going to talk about the album cover as well. I was just about to end. I've just remembered what I was going to say now. The album cover is brilliant. I love it. It's the New York skyline. And you can see the Empire State Building. And then you can, just behind the Empire State Building, you can see the two World Trade Center Twin Towers, which obviously not there anymore because we know what happened. Very emotional day, that, for every American. But yeah, it's a fantastic album cover. Definitely, when you open up the vinyl, I'm trying to get the album with a vinyl and with an album. Might get on CD, might get on both. Because I like getting CDs and getting vinyls at the exact same time. But yeah, like when you open up the gate with the gatefold, it literally stretches across the whole of the New York skyline. It's fantastic. I love it. Love the album cover. Definitely up there for some of my favourite Oasis covers. And then it has Oasis, which you'll see this when I was present on the podcast. You'll see the album cover, a bit the big Oasis sign on top of the point of the Wizard Empire State Building. And you have Standing on the Shoulder Giants just below the S. Which is fantastic, and it's very millennial. Very millennial, I have to say. I'm not a millennial myself, I am Gen Z, obviously. I'm going into all the star signs in this. I like getting stuff from my year, and especially the next album is the album from my year, and I absolutely love it. I do like the next album, to be fair, and you guys might like it, but as I've said, when you go past What's Stolen Morning Glory and Definitely Maybe, all the albums from Oasis are divisive, and they are a very divisive band. But that will be the end of today's podcast, guys. I hope you all enjoyed, and I hope you all listen to the other ones as well. And if you haven't listened to the other ones, I'll put them in the link in the description, and they will appear on the end screen as well if I remember to put them in, so Jacob remember to put them in. And yeah, the next album we will review is from 2002. Yay, big up the 2002. Oh, still sounding like a millennial. Oh, sometimes I tried to sound old, but I still sound like a millennial. But anyway, Heathen Chemistry is next. And you thought Standing on the Shoulder of Giants was divisive. Heathen Chemistry is going to be even bigger in divisiveness. So I hope you guys all enjoyed today's podcast. I really enjoyed this one. Another controversial one. And you thought I got angry on Be Here Now, the last episode on episode 3. I think I just got... My rage levels went a little bit higher, especially for little James. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy. Remember to be yourself. You can't be no one else. Remember to like. Hello, guys, and welcome back to the third episode of the Cullip Hour / Review Show podcast. And today I'm reviewing the most controversial Oasis album as we continue the Oasis album series. It is Be Here Now, released on the 21st of August, 1997.